6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I am your boy, C-Folk. Back with another episode. Of course, we got to bring it to you with a guest. We got a special guest who's into the tech field. We're going to let him introduce himself.
What up, y'all? My name is Dre. I am the founder of Lumiar X, entrepreneur, and just pretty much I do everything. It's the fun part of life is taking the journey, right?
That part.
Yes, sir.
So you do everything.
Yes.
We're going to get into it, man. Let's take a shot, first of all. Let's just get a little bit of
cheers.
Grand Diamante on our system and get it started, man. Sometimes I get nervous when the cameras come on because that's just me. But
no, we definitely get nervous when the cameras go on.
Yep, I'm not perfect. But for the first, man, tell people your industry of you in technology. Yeah. Right.
So I started in the medical field. I built product authentication. I seen the rise of artificial intelligence. AI has really set us on a different trajectory where people are trying to figure out what's real and what's not, what content is real and what's not. We had a whole strike in the industry because of it, right?
Yeah.
So product authentication and basically authenticity, I see, is going to be what is most important in the future, because we're not going to be able to know what's real and what's not, what products are real, who's real, what people.
That's a fact.
Right? So I seen that immediate need of authenticity, and I figured I was like, how can I produce this? And to be very fair, blockchain. Blockchain showed me exactly what the formula was, but the world isn't ready for blockchain yet.
Mm. Well, we're getting there. I've been hearing about that for some years,
right? But yeah. Well, at least, and especially when I first started, blockchain was seen as like NFTs. Everything right. was NFT, NFT, NFT. But NFT is just a storage of data, right, on a blockchain that's tracked all the way through. And so I took that same concept and just basically applied it to products and said, with counterfeit drugs being like the number one leading industry in the world, right? If I could just take 1% of that, that is a massive amount of counterfeit products, drugs, everything. So,
and that's pretty dope, because you know, a lot of people, like when you buy shoes off StockX.
StockX had that big lawsuit, right? Because nobody could tell anymore what was real and what's not. China right. got so good at making these fake products that nobody knew what Jordans were real. They're passing the inspections. Mm-hmm. And like just simply adding a tag at the point of when it's made can change that whole thing.
Right, exactly. I just thought about that just now. Like, yeah, Jordans to what else did people fabricate? Now
bags. Watches, yeah. clothes, shoes. My industry, I stepped into medicine because okay. I seen the biggest battle around the world. I took a big tour last year and I seen how impacted the world is by counterfeit drugs, by the medicines that they don't even know what's real. Like, you go into other third world countries, they're taking, you know, pills that are in these, you know, you pop them out and everything, but they sell them by the strip. They rip them, and that's how you get your medicine. They open the box and give you just a strip of the medicine. Mm. So you don't even know what's real or what's not at that point, you know? So that's where it really came into play, and I started meeting with different governments, and they were saying the same thing. They don't know what doctors are real. They don't know what. So it becomes a vast thing.
That's crazy. Mm. That means you pretty much was on your toes thinking, because to corner that type of market is crazy. authentication. It
God gave it to me, to be very honest. I got blessed, and I just seen the need, and God said, hey, find an industry that is, how do you say, resistant to recession.
Right. And recession-proof?
Recession-proof. Yeah, there you go. Recession-proof industry. And that's exactly what I looked for. What tech could I find that was recession-proof? And medical is, we either live, we die, and our sickness and health is in between that. So there's a guaranteed industry with its taxes and death, you know what I mean? So if you find within that field of how you can put technology to it, especially with AI, that's what I was telling you earlier. Yeah. If you can take AI and then just apply it to what's we need to fix, you can have a very good company from that.
Yeah, because it's going to find the loopholes for you, for sure. Just like where they do, like, some people, some AIs, they're looking like you and me. Like, we can be AI right now. Like, it can be mouth movement and everything. NFTs, for sure. But no, they call them the NFCs.
NFC chips.
Right. No, I'm talking about like...
The NFTs. You are right.
The people... I'm talking about the people like in the games. They call them...
NPCs.
NPCs. Okay, yes. I said
that. I look at a lot of people today. And I'm like, do too. Whoa. You know, kind of, how did we get here? There's a lot of people who's just so stuck, dead set with their thought processes, with stuck in the 9-to-5, and like, you work, you party with your friends, you spend all your money on holidays, you get into more debt, and then you...
Do it
pass
all over.
It on. Yeah, you know. So
that is crazy. That's exactly. Are you talking about, because I have a 9-to-5 too. So when people come in and they say certain stuff, I'll be like, are you okay?
No, there's a lot of people who stuck into that world. But what you see, you have 9-to-5, but you figured out that there's more to it. That's why we're both sitting right here, right?
Yeah.
You figure out that there's so much more to this. And what I want people to understand is that it really is what we believe is kind of like your bubble, and you can't outgrow your bubble until you pop it.
Right. Heck yeah.
So you popped it, and I guarantee you this Open Bar podcast is going to be a million by next year.
Oh yeah, it's already doing good.
Quote me on that.
It's already doing really good actually right now. Yeah. I'm actually pushing 400,000 downloads. So it's doing what it's supposed to do for the most part. Like, so I'm just trying to get into more of the getting more sponsors to, you know, come aboard, partners. I don't call them sponsors because it's like we're doing it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's, I mean, it's a blessing, right? To like have brands, because everybody now wants to grow. That is the biggest thing. But user-generated content is going to be the biggest thing coming forward, right? And so having real content is the key.
And to authenticate that.
Yeah, there we go. You know what I'm saying?
You quoted it though, so I got it when. When we just were talking about it, like, I understand it, like, because it is a lot of fake...
Everything.
Fake news. Mm-hmm. You got Donald Trump and other people dancing and moonwalking. It's like, what the hell? Who did that?
Right. They're passing, like, literally now, companies are... Or not companies. Hackers are making these fake pages on Twitters. And they're taking stocks and fake posts and fake videos and tanking stocks so that they can rebuy in and do X, Y, and Z. How do we know what's real? How do we know who's tweeting what? Right. I literally use all of my posts from AI. And they get just as much engagement, just as if when I did it myself.
That's
right?
Dope. I mean, I have another podcast.
Right?
True crime podcast with AI. So.
And there's so much that you can do to it, what people just don't, like, two of my homies, younger than both of us. I was like, oh, bro, go throw your assignment into ChatGPT and let it do it. They go, what's ChatGPT? Hold on.
You don't know what that is?
Hold on. How old are you again? He's like 27. 24.
They better figure it out.
No, we got to figure it out.
You got to figure it out, man.
Who figures it out earliest is what internet started taking over and everybody said, no, internet isn't it.
Right.
What? Look at us now.
Right.
Phones. When phone came and they're like, no, we won't carry that every single day. Look at us now.
Right.
Literally, it's attached to us.
Every
there
day.
Is one nice. Thing that, not even your jewelry.
Right.
Right? Like, the phone stays attached to us to the most.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They better figure it out. AI is a monster. It's getting worse.
I think we're on our second round of figuring this out.
How many do you think we have to go for as far as AI?
Somebody else figured it out already. The Egyptians are before all of this, right? That's why we have all this technology that got left behind. And then now we're catching up again and people are starting to figure it out. So
I watched this this TikTok where they said in a few years, AI is actually going to be running the country.
I think the LinkedIn's co-founder today quoted that by 2034, which is what, 11 years or 10 years, there will be no more 9-to-5 jobs at all.
What? How?
That's the LinkedIn co-founder saying that there will be no more 9-to-5 jobs. But think about it like this, and a lot of people are scared of this, but every 9-to-5 job, whether by robot or by AI brain, if that could take over someone's job, not in a bad way, but release you to go do something else.
But it'll be so much more stuff going on.
How many people could go dance, can go do music, can go play basketball, can go chase a sport, can go...
Do you think it'll be a better world with something like that?
If you didn't have to work, don't you think it would be a better world?
In a sense?
If you didn't have to pay bills and if you didn't have to work and you could focus on what you truly love.
In a sense?
Most people don't even know what they truly love. Like, in reality, that's why most people panic, because if you took away what they did every single day, what the heck would you do?
Right.
And then they don't know how to make money, because that's all we ever have to think about is money.
Right.
So then take away that concern. You don't got to wake up at 9 tomorrow to go check in, to go do work, to go do that. You just, for the rest of your life, forever now, find something you love to do.
Health. Work on your health.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of people don't work out and do stuff because of the time they have to go to work. Or
right. How many people could be healthy, not eat bad foods, not do the, you know, things
thank goodness with this bad food, for sure.
I'll tell you, they always say the vegan speaks it in the room. I've been it for 8 years, vegetarian for 8 years, and this is the healthiest I think I've ever been.
Vegan.
Yes.
I went vegan for 6 or 8 months.
More vegetarian. It's hard to give up cheese.
I gave up everything. Like
really?
Cold turkey. Like no... Then what happened? Anything that had a mother attached to it, I didn't eat it at all. It wasn't cheese. It wasn't nothing. It was straight veggie. If it was vegan...
What took you back?
I don't know, actually. It was just one day I was just like... I was either losing too much weight, I think.
That is a big thing I battle.
Yeah, well, I was losing too much weight. That was a good time, though. Like, I felt like I could sleep better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the weight thing definitely messes with your brain. Because one day I'm like...
skinny, I was like, oh, yeah, we're not doing this.
I get out to, like, 180. And then if I, like, really start eating clean, my metabolism so fast, 165. What the heck? What just happened?
Yeah, it got serious for me. And then I stopped eating... like meat, because I went to like this restaurant and then the chicken just didn't taste like it wasn't chicken for me. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
To be very fair, okay, I'm not against, like, I'm not like this whole super vegan person, like, right? Yeah. I just believe in being healthy, right? Like, diabetes runs crazy in my family, and I just want, like, hey, if meat turns to sugar and sugar turns to carbs and then I will avoid that, and it's been working.
Right.
But I always just tell people, is like, with tech going how it is and medical technology going how it is, the people who take care of their bodies, I feel like we're going to live a lot longer than what we're expecting. 150, 175, right. Who knows? Like, really, with tech, how it's going. So, but the people who didn't take care of their bodies aren't going to make it that far.
Like 70.
Right.
60.
Right.
But so for what about the people that's in, you know, China or Asia? They live a long time and they drink a lot.
They drink a lot, but they're okay. That's a big question, you know, because you could say that they don't eat healthy or they eat healthier. But when I went out there, everything was meat. I had nothing to eat as a vegetarian out there. It was hard for me in Tokyo. It was hard for me in Vietnam. It was hard for me in Singapore. It was hard for me in all the countries because there was barely everything was meat based. Right. So I literally sat there like, people
they
living
eat a
so
lot
long.
Of pork. They eat a lot of...
To be very fair, I think what it is stress. We stress ourselves to death. Because stress causes sickness in your body, mm-hmm. right? And if you're
like
eating bad, right? If you're eating bad, you're if you put bad gas in your car, and then it's not properly tuned, is what's gonna happen?
Right.
I'm just saying.
You want some more? You good with that?
We talk about some crazy stuff.
Nah, you good, man? You're making time. We did get off subject, man. Talking about your company, but.
I mean, really, my company is handling this. This is the part of what I want to be. Like, if you look at the major brands of the world, Red Bull, Apple, Netflix, they cover so many different industries, so many different cultures, so many different... They're a household name because they embody the world. That's what I want to do with my company. I want to take the Red Bull concept. I want to take the Netflix concept. I want to take the Amazon concept and basically build that into health. Because right now in the health world, that's lacking.
Right.
Right? And that position wants to be filled, but how when everything is so swayed?
You took the big step is the authentication because it's a lot of fake fruits, fake vegetables, fake meat, all that.
So let's talk about the medicines, Ozempic.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'm not too familiar with Ozempic, so you can
Okay, Ozempic is basically right now, females, be very careful because there is a pandemic of fake Ozempics out there, and it is killing people. It's getting them sick. Everybody wants to lose weight.
Oh, okay. It's a weight loss drug?
It's technically a diabetic drug. It's for your blood sugar. Hmm. But people found out that it also increases your metabolism, so you start to lose weight faster.
Okay. So that's like taking... crack to lose weight.
The FDA just is putting out articles and articles that fake Ozempics, fake this, fake that, because so many people just want to lose weight, and this is that quick fast. No, it doesn't work like that, because what's going to happen is, again, you're destroying everything in here.
Might as well smoke crack.
Might as well. I mean, if you want to lose weight quick, how they used to do it in the 80s.
I'm just saying. 110.
Facts.
Just no, I'm not promoting.
Don't do that.
I'm not promoting that for sure.
And back in the day, I'm just saying, you knew somebody was getting skinnier. You're like, Now it's like it's seriously people like generic drugs and things like that. And okay. If you Google it, I'm not even gonna say that one. Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope. 50%. Of every Viagra right now.
Okay.
You won't even know if it's real or not. 50%.
Half? That's a big percentage.
You know how they say, like, you know, go to the hospital if it's 4 hours or longer?
Mm-hmm. Those are the fake ones? Those may be the real ones. Who knows, huh? Damn.
If it was authenticated, we would know. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. If we knew it was real, then there wouldn't be no questions.
Right.
But there is a question mark there. So that's where... I really wanted to make a change and just say, hey, for the brands that are doing the right things, mm-hmm. here is your way. You can tell your customer, you can tell the world, this is my product, that's my product. Mm-hmm. And I can make sure that, one, I can't get sued, because if it don't got my chip on it...
It ain't mine.
Exactly. Mm. So I want it to be a benefit to you know...
What do you do for people or for... fabricators to get a hold of the technology.
Say it again.
What do you do for the scammers that get a hold of the technology? For instance, they get a bottle and this is...
It has my chip on it?
Have your chip on it. And how do they... What if they do...
They get one thing. If you scan my chip, you get one thing. And that's called a UUID. It's a code. Mm-hmm. Everything else is done on our end. You can't get nothing past that code. That code is all you get, so you need to get into our back end to even figure out what that is.
Gotcha.
You could see it, but we're not going to tell you unless it's our chip.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And then that's how we make sure we know that that's ours.
Gotcha.
Or theirs, sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's ours, because I want to be that a pinnacle of trust.
Right.
Like, I want everybody to say, okay, there's that Lumi sticker on there. That's a good product. That's a quality product. It came... You can literally see from where it was manufactured to when it gets to you. Right? So there's no more question of what could have happened in between.
Right.
Or even if it's the one that's supposed to be there.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's a dope concept. Can't get around that shit.
Yeah. I think it's, it will help with StockX. It mm-hmm. will help with Louis Vuitton, with all Gucci, with the big bag products. There's companies who have seen it, but what happened is the technology was too expensive. Mm. And then you had to order it from China. And if you couldn't get it from China, then where else do you get it from?
Right.
Right?
So your company is more B2B, for sure.
Well, let's just stay there. But there's a lot to come on the B2C side, right? Yeah. Because my app...
For people who don't know what B2B is, it's business to business.
Mm-hmm. No, what's B2B to C?
B2C is business to consumer.
So right. So there's a lot of businesses that's business to consumer. You right. handle all... I handle all the way through.
Okay.
So what I also said was that there's a lot of data to be collected there. Mm-hmm. Right? So when the end consumers... When you get this tequila right now and we scanned it, it'll just let a Grand Diamante, someone out here is enjoying your product. Right. And it will say that's your target customer because you know that in that area.
So it'll help with statistics as well. Bro, you're trying to corner it then on the corner. You got, that's like a upsell.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of upsells.
That's an upsell for sure. I'm with you.
I can do so many things. We're talking with banks right now for counterfeit checks.
Got you.
All the way down to we're talking with companies on, you know, Elf on the Shelf?
Elf on the Shelf. I've heard of it, but not for sure, for sure.
It's this little, you know, during Christmas, this little doll.
Oh, yeah. The little elf, yeah.
We can, if our tag is on that Elf on the Shelf, we can just send the parents ideas of what to do. Tonight, put your Elf on the Shelf on the Christmas tree and make it push over the star. Mm. Next night, scan it again. Put them on the sink. Turn the sink on.
Yeah, ideas for people who don't understand the concept of it.
We can give you
well.
Constant engagement with your customer.
That's going.
Not Instagram, not social media, right here. Mm-hmm. Right, and it's like all you have to do on social media. Hey guys, go scan your product and see what exclusive we're gonna have. We're gonna have a party. You know, next week, come show up. Here's a free ticket.
Scan your product.
Right. It's prove that you're a customer. Not everybody, you know, like a lot of times people show up
That's a dope concept because that runs along. That runs the same line with Lil Russell. He's straight from him to customer. And it's like he let the customer spend however much money in and they have like access to it. So he's like, just go do this. And
exactly.
That's dope.
It's the most important data is the customer. Right. And so, like, if we can get down to the customer right now, if you could talk to your consumers, then you can build a better product and then keep doing better. Right.
Not only that, it's retention for sure.
That's the biggest thing, because with social media now, ad, you know, everything is pushed that wants to be pushed. Mm. We'll just touch that part. But if you can say, hey, customer that loves tequila, or hey, customer that loves, you know, clothing, you love my brand, I can drop exclusive 101 of those, and I can mark. So, you know, like when you go to, like, let's say you went to Floyd Mayweather's last fight ever. Mm-hmm. How do you say, I bought that shirt, and this shirt's worth X, Y, and Z?
Right.
If my chip's on it, I can prove that you bought it at that time, that day, that place.
You're getting deep, bro. That's because I'm thinking about the process of, like, you can do it to where you do a good giveaway.
Oh, go deeper. You can do it.
You do a giveaway. And be
you
like,
know what I mean?
Go and scan your product or bottle or whatever, and whoever gets the...
Hey, go watch my video, and whatever random person scans the bottle today is going to get X. You'll get a free ticket to my next show. Or you'll get the free hoodie.
Streams, that produces.
Right.
That's crazy.
And then people's going to constantly keep your products because they're going to say, well, what if? You know what I mean? Like, right. what if one day they're like, here's a free ticket. You're going to be scanning
not
it.
Not only
like,
that, it gives them, they make them go and buy more too. So
right. Because the more odds you have.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And like, think back to the days. Remember Monopoly and Stater Brothers?
Or Monopoly and McDonald's.
McDonald's, right? Those were all NFC chips. It's the same concept.
Where the hell you get this idea from again?
God bless me with this one. I will definitely, and I always said, when I get there, that I will glorify that it was given to me. Mm-hmm. Whether it was energy, source, God, whatever that someone believes, it was given to me. I didn't come up with this on my own. I used to have real estate. Mm-hmm. I used to do car rentals. I used to do marketing. Mm-hmm. That was Dre's background before all of this.
Right.
You know, so I was just given the vision that I studied the markets. That was honestly what it was. I did marketing for 10 years. So I learned deeply where mm-hmm. the industries went up and down and up and down. And, you know, textiles at one point was making the most money. I was getting companies who would pay me so much money for flooring. It was crazy.
Flooring?
Yeah. I would just do all of their ads. Millions of dollars for flooring. Because at one point, everyone wanted to buy houses and renovate houses. Mm-hmm. I was millions of dollars in ads. I knew that was the... I could have started my own textile company and killed it. Like, literally, I wish... That's I have crazy. Known what I know today.
I mean, that just goes to show that you be on top of your research, because a lot of people don't understand that. To have the mindset to figure it out is
hard. It's definitely hard, but if you can see it, you've seen it with this. This is a big industry.
Mm-hmm. Big. And that's the crazy part. I was doing it because I had cameras and I was shooting music videos, and then I couldn't get nobody to actually shoot music videos to make money. So I was like, I'm going to do a podcast and record it and put it on YouTube.
Well, now you know me, because I know people who do that stuff too. So.
Dope. That's crazy. And then now look at this industry. Like, it's crazy right now. It's like, you got to go to podcasting to do anything right now. Like, because even with streaming.
It's the content. Even on Instagram, everything is podcast style.
Yeah.
Cut here. Look at the camera. Say, you know what I mean? Like, people don't.
That's crazy. Podcasting took over the world.
Every content now is either self content or podcast form content, because people want to be told the things that they don't want to say to themselves.
That's dope. I feel better now about podcasting. I feel good about it.
You're telling everybody the things that they don't want to say. Like, hey, I'm working a 9-to-5, but I seen that there is more.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was like, well, but what, I want to play video games tonight. What you mean? You know,
I play Call of Duty. Oh.
And you still do this. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, people think that because X, I can't do Y, so I'm just going to Z. Like, that's what I always say. If you're going to go to sleep or you're going to waste time here, at least make sure you did the work beforehand.
Right. Yeah, because that's where your money going to come in at. You got to plant the seed so you can be able to benefit from it. So you got to do the work.
It's not hard work. It's smart work.
Yeah. And if you do enough of it, you can kick your feet up.
Mm-hmm.
You can
but really people think that, like, if you do, that produces results. And that is not how it works anymore. If you plan, then you are prepared for that opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's you got a plan for sure. The podcast is like that, though. Like, all of our episodes are pre-recorded. We do some lives. We haven't did one in a while, but they're pre-recorded and they mapped out.
You should do Twitter Spaces.
You're talking about the audio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to do those a lot with the NFT world. Mm-hmm. I hosted the first Bored Apes space on Twitter with my homie Illa, the producer, but it created thousands of people listening. Like, everyone. Like, I was going through and it was just like celebrity, business, business. And we're just sitting there talking. And people are listening.
I gotta figure that out. There is a way to actually hook our equipment up to...
It's just the audio. Yeah. 100%. You can stream this live right now with the audio.
Yeah.
Anybody can.
I'm saying, I have the board to hook a phone up.
Yeah, that's how I used to do mine.
So we can go stream.
That's how I used to do mine, 100%.
Yeah, they can record, and then we can be talking, and it can be... Yeah, got the whole little... It could happen, that's dope. But I never looked into Twitter Spaces, because Twitter is oversaturated with other stuff.
Not anymore.
Yes.
Elon's trying. I'm an Elon fast, I will say, because Elon figured out how to get where he is. So... At the end of the day, I give him respect.
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter can also bring you a whole fan base of people just like us. Because I used to be on there doing spaces for literally 8 hours a day.
Have you tried Clubhouse or Fan Base?
Clubhouse everybody on Clubhouse transitioned over to X. Literally, yeah, it's like everybody's over there. I went to, there's financial trading, stocks in the morning, there's NFTs, there's health and fitness, there's mental health, there's everything.
You gotta try it out. I'm gonna have to do it.
It's worth it to, you know, put the, and that's why I tell everybody is, if you're doing the content or you're doing the action, get the reward.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Put more effort into Twitter, because I look at it, I'll be like, ah.
It's worth it.
It's like,
because you look at it, as much as it's where Donald Trump and a lot of these people will complain if they get banned on it. Mm-hmm. If it was Snapchat, you think that you don't see them saying like, I'm banned off of Snapchat.
Snapchat is still on the ground right now, but people are making crazy money off of it.
100%. It's a good platform. But right now, political, business, mm-hmm. all of that stuff, especially if you said you want to be towards the business world, this mm-hmm. is perfect for it.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. I'm going to look into that. Yeah. I'm looking into that for sure, for sure. We got to now. Especially when you listen to somebody who's above ahead of the curve.
Hey, I'll tell you, this content right here, a lot of people are scared to do because they don't want to mess up. They got to have it perfect. The perfect background, the perfect sound, the perfect lighting. If it's not perfect, I don't want
to
do it.
You got to grow to that, though.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
How I started was just audio, just a Rodecaster. And actually, I didn't even start with the Rodecaster. I started with H4N mic and two microphones.
That's literally
how
it started.
I went from that, and then I got the Rodecaster because I started doing the research on how to do it.
Right, right, right.
Then I figured out where to put it at, and then I figured out how to go, and I did the little work, and now we on all streaming platforms, on YouTube, we're 400,000 deep.
There you go. So you'll be a million by the end of this year. I'm speaking it into your existence.
Hey.
Right?
Hey, that's where we need to be at.
A million downloads by the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
That's my goal for my company. I want a million downloads. Mm-hmm. And you see, that's God saying, you on the right path?
For sure.
On the right path?
That's for sure, for sure.
Right?
That's that type shit right there. type shit.
And that's what makes it fun, right?
You know?
At the end of the day, we have a choice mm-hmm. of what we do. Everybody has a 24-hour battery. This is my new...
Theory,
thank you.
I'm with you.
So you have 24 hours worth of battery time. What you think of expends that battery. So if you're sitting there all day saying, like, I need a haircut, you just use 1%. I need gas today, you just use 1%. I can't stand my coworker, you just use
10%.
Exactly, right? Because then you're going to go home, talk to X, Y, and Z about it because you're giving so much of your battery to that.
That's a good theory.
Now, if you place that battery and just empty it and just say, I'm going to 100% focus on Tequila Don Diamante.
Gran Diamante.
Sorry, that shit hitting. It's good. Yeah. And this is what comes from someone who puts 100% into building a product.
No, for sure.
Right? Because what we don't understand is just the distractions of what keeps us from achievement.
That makes a whole lot of sense. Because I used to say that, like, when certain things happen, I was like, I'm not going to worry about that. It's not worth the time.
Because it's thrown in your way to say, okay, if you figure out the right path, mm-hmm. you're going to get immediately some type of drama in your life. Your ex is going to break up with you, or no, wait, that doesn't make no sense.
What you mean? That's over. It's been over years.
Right. Right. You're going to run into shit where it's like, it's going to bring you backwards or try. Mm-hmm. And literally speaking, saying to like, oh, mom, you know, hey, I just want to vent today. You are using your 24-hour battery to give that energy. Now, what if you use that energy to say, I had a hard day. I don't even want to talk about the details. But I'm going to have a better day tomorrow.
Right.
Now you just took that energy and just pushed it forward.
Right. You just got to figure it out.
That's but everybody goes, girl, you know what I had to deal with today? Or I call my mom, you know what the heck I had to deal with today? Right? Yeah. My CTO had a heart attack a week ago.
What the hell is a CTO?
Chief Technology Officer.
For your company?
Yes.
Yikes.
Had a heart attack a week ago.
Are they okay?
He's back in the saddle working yesterday. Yeah,
yeah. But just the...
A week. He took a week and it was like, yo, I'm back to work. My man needs a shot. I think we all need a shot, sir.
Shot, sir.
He needs a double.
Give me a double, man.
Got a motherfucker working and shit.
Oh, man. This tequila... You're going to have to drive home.
I know. There you go. Yes, sir.
All right. Say their name again.
Graham Diamante. Yeah.
I've been drinking whiskey, but definitely...
Whiskey's good. Yeah. Whiskey has a acquired taste.
Okay,
tip. You have to sip that as well.
You want someone to take you serious? Go to a bar and say, give me a Macallan 12. Mm-hmm. Macallan 18 if you got the money, and a Macallan 25 if you got the money. Mm-hmm. The bartender immediately is going to go, yes, sir, I got you. Here you go. I'll be right back. And they're going to skip every other person because they know that you know expensive liquor and you know what good money
is. So what's
wrong
with Johnny Walker?
Johnny Walker's fine, but if you go say a Macallan 12,
Macallan,
they're gonna go.
Or they pronounce it Macallan.
Macallan, thank.
It's a really good cigar.
Exactly, and they're gonna go. Yes, sir. Right away, I'll be right back. And I swear to God, it don't matter if there's 20 people waiting for tequila shots. You say, give me a Macallan 25. They're gonna be like, here you go, thank you, because they know. Oh, that's a businessman.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that.
And then you can go order your tequila.
I'm gonna try that. See what's up. I have the Blue Label Johnny Walker. I drink a little bit of whiskey here and there.
I picked it up only because I learned that when you get that respect, when other people hear you order that, I kid you not, I've been at bars where other businessmen have literally come and sit next to me.
That hints to Open Bar Podcast,
right? That's what I'm telling you. The whiskey
the type
game.
Type of conversations. They be like, hey, man, what you doing? What
exactly. Because they're going to say, oh, you had either a long day or you're a businessman, which means you had a long day.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, right. 100%. That's what it is.
Okay. I'm going to take that advice right there. Macallan.
Go Macallan 12. Okay. If you just want to go to bars and meet people, Macallan 12, grab one. You don't see anybody you like, go to the next one. Legitimately, that's the best way to network. Because if someone, even the bartender, they'll give you attention if they know, this person.
If they know their stuff, too.
Exactly.
There's a whiskey bar downtown L.A., so.
Oh. Exactly. No, we definitely going to have to go then, you know what I mean? I like to go.
I don't know the name of it, but they have cigars in there, too, as well.
I go to the one, if people want, there's Mission Matters, and that's one of my homies. He hosts the podcast and books and everything in Beverly Hills. Excuse me. Ooh. And it's called Mission Matters.
Mission Matters.
I'll invite you out to the next one, but they do a wine and cigar night. And you go out, doctors, scientists. Like, I mean, bro, anything. If you want to upgrade your life, upgrade the people you're around.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, for sure. That's a fact, for sure. Because you look around and you be like, who's going to motivate me when I'm not motivated?
And even if that's the case, if you're the highest person in your circle, then that means you are responsible for pushing yourself until you get to the next circle. Because there's that weird gap. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't tell you. You can go from, yes, my life sucked to, I'm chasing my dreams. Mm-hmm. But they don't tell you that in between chasing my dreams sucks. That shit is hard. And that's where everybody goes, no. I'm going to go back over here where at least I know where my check is coming.
Man, a comfortable space.
Right. If you don't know where your check is coming... People gonna go,
I'm learning. I'm not learning. I'm just getting.
It's real though.
What they call that?
Knowledge. We getting knowledge.
Confirmation. Thank you, my brother. I'm getting confirmation.
That's what.
Because I already I know these things, but it's like sometimes you.
You really got to step into it. Mm-hmm. Like if you want this to be real, I'll tell you. One of my good homies, Sean Kelly, he started this podcast a year ago, I would say. And he hit me up. He was like, Dre, hey, you know, I'm doing this podcast. And he's got 10 million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he's hitting me like, Dre, you want to come on my podcast? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Lumi started taking me in so many crazy directions, I couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, he's the next number one business podcast in the world.
What's the name of it?
I will show you at the end, but his Sean Kelly,
Sean
right?
Kelly.
That he hosts it, and it's because he takes everybody, like you know, conspiracy theorists to factuals to just entertainment. Because at the end of the day, a podcast is the new form of conversation, right? So if you could just take that concept and push it, in 1 year, he went from charging X, Y, and Z to charging 1, 2, and 3. I'll tell you that.
To come on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
To the point where it's big people are coming on. Very, very big people. But he's stuck with giving people knowledge.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So how would you pass this knowledge on to like the next generation? How would you influence the next generation of tech?
You got to bring it to where they can understand. Mm. My whole branding, literally.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to tell you with this. Even with this layout, I'm going to challenge you. And I want to see. Okay, what are the biggest brands in the world right now? Oh, I didn't wear their shirt. Essentials.
Essentials?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right? The clothing.
Because pastel, light coloring, very neutral based, right? Because with so many different people today, right, to be very sensitive, is if you can take on all inhibiting, look at Apple's branding. They spend hundreds of millions of dollars to know their branding is on point. Mm. Kylie Cosmetics, Netflix, all of them, their branding is so precise and specific because they know what everyone from the younger generation to the old generation, what can adapt. And you got to take on that same concept, right? Mm. I took an airport from being an airport to lifestyle branding. You know what lifestyle branding is, right?
Yes.
Like active stuff. Mm. And 4.7% passenger rate to 13.7% passenger rate. And in an airport, that's millions of dollars differences.
Big.
Branding is everything.
Absolutely.
Right? That's what the key is nowadays, like literally building a page and just showing your journey, building a page and showing your brand, building that you're willing to struggle and show everyone else that you're willing to struggle because no one else is willing to show that.
Yeah. That's why I be telling the artists that I do it. It's like right now you're a content creator.
Yeah, 100%.
You're a content creator. Regardless of you being an artist and you doing music, you're a content creator. So whatever you got to do, you got to post it.
There's content creators who songs hit and then they become artists. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Yep.
Right? And like, everybody has so set today what they want to be. I will say, in my journey, adaptivity, which is being able to adapt to your environment.
Right.
Becoming a marketer to becoming a financial expert, to becoming a investing guru, to becoming a spiritual guider, right? Like, being able to adapt to what is needed in an environment will forever keep you in a place where you don't have to worry about where your life is going.
Boom. Let that sink in. Nah, but that's real, though. That's real. To be able to adapt is big. Anybody that knows how to adapt is going to be the most successful.
And that's what we all are with athletes. They just adapt to the game.
Right.
Right? Like you have 7-footers who can drain a 3 from 40 feet. What happened? They adapted to the game.
If you ain't shooting 3s, my boy, you weak. Who was one of the centers that was actually busting ass with the 3-pointers?
I mean, you can go with Durant. You can go
You don't mean bust a few threes.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I think he hit like one.
He was busting them too.
Even Shaq hit one at two at a time. Yeah. But look at what we went up. Dwight Howard, Shaquille O'Neal, yeah. two centers who can literally cross over shoot a three.
Adapting.
What happened?
They had to adapt.
Because we became more agile. Training became better. People became more fit and figured out I could still be 7 foot tall and move as fast as a 5 foot point guard. So think about that in the business world. Everybody looks at business so traditionally, which is like you start a company, you literally like make a product or you make a service or you make a... What if you make a service that has a product that serves X, Y, and Z people? There's people who make branding very specific to Japanese culture, to Chinese culture, to American culture, and they make a ton of money.
Tell me about that. Well, I was about to say anime, but everybody watch anime.
Anime is literally...
I don't, but I know everybody that do. I don't really understand it yet, so...
Is the concept of not ever giving up.
That's what anime is?
Goku, not ever giving up. Black Clover, never giving up. It's the concept of you hit a wall and you're faced with the challenge and you have the choice to give up and go backwards and just go back to normal life, the 9 to 5 to whatever we decide to do, or just dive 100% and say, I could be great.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
You got to
everybody.
That
a lot of people actually be saying like the anime is like dope, but I can't grasp it. Like I don't understand it yet. I might have to start back at ground zero to even get to it. Like, that's how sometimes where you can't jump in the middle, like, okay.
The easiest one, Demon Slayer. Everybody loves Demon Slayer because the production, right? Like, it's expensive. They put $5 million, I think, to every single episode.
That's crazy.
Which means, okay, it's enjoyable to watch. A lot of people don't like to watch the old stuff. So if you can find something new, and it's all about you hit adversity... You what's the word? It starts with a P. You push through, persevere. Thank you. You persevere through the hard times.
My boy, vocabulary is on hit.
You know what I'm saying? You persevere through hard times and you get stronger.
Persevere. Okay.
So in podcast world, if another podcast came and said, "Hey, Open Bar Podcast is kind of hinging on my trademark. You know what? You guys can't do this anymore. Are you going to stop and never do it again?"
Of course not.
You hit a hard time, you persevere, and you push through.
You're not about to tell me that.
That's all anime is.
That's trademarked.
That's literally all it is. And you're going to hit that. You're going to hit one day, and I'm actually, knock on wood, I don't want that. I don't want you to hit that.
No, I'm saying it's trademarked already.
Right. Good?
It's trademarked and LLC and all that.
Then you protected yourself. And a lot of people don't know that.
No, they don't.
Exactly. Good job, sir.
Yeah.
That's good.
I did that years ago. Just because. Honestly,
can you tell people what trademark means? What does trademark mean?
I can only, like, tap on it a little bit. So, trademark is to protect
your idea. Let's just put it like that.
Logo. It can be the concept.
It's to protect your IP.
Yeah.
Right? And most people... Intellectual property. You protect your idea.
Yeah.
And there's people whose trademark words.
Yeah.
You got it, dude. Or let's get ready to rumble. That's trademarked.
That was that. He got
so
much money off of that.
Right? So that's... People don't know you can make money with just the simplest things.
Just do
It's not as hard as we really think.
Yeah. That's dope. Your idea for authentication is crazy because you can actually expand on so many different things.
I just want to provide a way for manufacturers, brands, to talk to their consumers and make their products better.
So how do you explain this to a new company who's not really...
If you have a product, right? All right. If you got a product, this is the easiest way to explain it. And let's say you're not hit by the counterfeit world. No problem. You want a better ROI, return on interest. That is literally saying, if you're on Amazon right now doing drop shipping, who's your end customer?
You don't know.
I can tell you.
With the authentication.
Right. Every person who scans it, you get data. Data is the biggest thing. So if you want to touch your end consumer, put my chip on it.
So if they scan it, are they putting their birth date, their location,
it's
things
just
like that?
Whatever they decide to give to you. So if you are selling 1 million bottles of these every day, right, or you know, every month, let's just say every month you sell 1 million bottles and you can get 10% of that data just to know specifically where they are. You know, in Austin, Texas, you get 20% more consumers than you do in Idaho. You're going to send more inventory to Texas.
Right. Just to make sure that they got it.
Exactly. So I'm going to better your business by showing you where you're getting better sales, where you're getting better marketing, you're getting better ROI. In the same price, you're going to pay for your label anyways.
Yeah. I have to hook you up with a few of them, you know, so y'all can get busy. This one right here is the newest one. We're trying to get that one going.
Statino.
Right, Statino. Yeah, it's a sparkling
water. It's good.
Yeah.
The blood orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cactus pear.
Cactus pear. And then lemon. But yeah, that's dope, man.
We have to really push forward with these brands because everybody has a new product. And you're going to see with the AI age, everybody's going to have a new brand.
What? Everybody's doing it. Even the automation.
Yeah.
Automation.
You no longer have to think about how to create your business, but have the idea and have it done for you. Now it's going to come down to whose is the best. Who has the best technology? Who has the best branding? Who has the best everything?
Who can prove that shit is theirs? Authentication.
Exactly.
What is the next step for your company?
Right now, it's
Lumi, right?
Yes.
Lumi.
I think right now we are going to keep pushing with just authenticating more products. Mm-hmm. And then I want to expand into the international world. Mm-hmm. Medicine is a hard world because the medical world doesn't want to touch this yet. Like, they're just like, hey, this is good enough. We want to make sure that our medicines are real, and that's all that matters, but we don't want to go too far advanced. Mm. But there are brands who want to say, this is mine. Right. Like, that is the biggest thing to them is authenticity.
Right.
So those brands, we're here for. We want to make sure that they can show that this is theirs, provide them a new way to market, and we can provide a new ROI, a return on interest. They get reorders, they get marketing, whatever it might be.
That's dope. Yeah, you did your homework. You did your homework, for real. Because it is a big problem, especially with, like, the, you said, like, the drugs, but especially, like, the clothes and stuff for show brands. Like, because Gucci stuff get fucked up every day.
That'll
cause some issues too. People get into a whole lot of fights with that. They be like, "Yeah, that motherfucker ain't real. Let me see."
You go buy on a. We use what, Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah.
Or OfferUp.
Oh yeah, that'd be big for that too.
I'm just saying, how do you even know that's real?
Yeah.
What if I was just sitting in my garage, perfectly replicating every single Nike shoe I was just selling?
Yeah.
How do you know? Or I just bought it from China and I'm shipping them in.
Right. Yeah, that's big.
And Nike started with this. So they give proof of concept because a lot of people are going to say, well, this is new. Nike spent $30 million, I believe, buying RKFTK, which is an NFT project, which mm-hmm. was all about NFTs and then building shoes on the blockchain. Mm. So they're authenticating these really crazy style shoes on the blockchain, and if you buy it, you can then scan it, you can make sure that that's real, you can make sure it even moves, I think, like, right? Yeah, it's crazy. But Nike
move, like, what do you mean? like the shoe actually?
The shoe actually.
When you have it on?
When you scan it, it fucking, like, transformer.
Oh, yeah, that's some rich nigga shit. Like, I ain't trying to have my shoes moving on my feet.
I'm not even joking. But
that's
crazy. They're stepping into the world of authenticity. They spent millions of dollars to say this NFT project, we're going to apply to shoes.
Would Nike be one of your...
Well, they already bought a product that is producing NFC authentication.
Okay.
So that's why I said industries matter, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing shoes. I'm not going to go step into shoes. I'm going to go step into medicines, beauty products, health products, anything that we want to put in our body. I want to make sure it's real.
That's big. That's big. So no, so you are you not going to do clothing and stuff?
Of course, of course, of course. So that stuff is easier to do, but my heart goes to making sure that our
medicines and stuff is
everything is real, right? My tech works for anything, but
so would the tech be in the actual product or would it be in the right packaging?
You can put it right on the product itself, right? Just
not
like
on a pill. You put that in the pill.
Oh, that's new tech. I'm working on new tech. I can authenticate a pill just by computer vision.
Oh yeah, yeah, they got that.
Yeah, computer vision's getting crazy. Yeah. Where I can authenticate it by an invisible layer. People don't even understand that you can print invisible layers on products. I can see exactly what that product is and you can't. But through that specific
So you're creating that as well. Bro, you smart as shit. Check this shit out. I appreciate you for pulling up, man. That's crazy. Like to invisible what?
It's invisible.
And there's people out here that don't even, not even paying attention to that. They just like buying stuff.
I can
stuff
do it on clothing.
Buying stuff and be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, of course. Like, truthfully, mm-hmm. I always say this. How do we know any of this is real?
Yeah, we can't at this point.
So
I know it's real because I got it from the,
exactly.
from the source.
Now, if
from a third party or a store, I got it from the source. Everything came from the source.
As long as if you give it to me, I know it's real.
Right.
If you don't hand it to me, though, if this is your insulin that you survive on every single day, and I say, here you go, you're going to trust it. But if you're just grabbing it from the store, what if it's water with olive oil?
Do you think it'll disrupt the industry of or the government and whatever they be up to as far as, and then we can go deep. I'm gonna say it because I want to say it. I don't mean nothing by it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's situations to where the doctors that come over here on the plane and they crash the planes and stuff like that. So some companies will not put the right stuff in the right stuff to make sure that certain people don't get the right stuff.
Right.
So do you think that'll disrupt that industry as well?
100%. Because when you are producing a product mm-hmm. and it's coming from your manufacturing facility, you have total control of what's inside that product.
But did you hear what I said?
If I step in and say, hey, I am going to verify to your customer mm-hmm. that you are saying this formula is what it is, and if it's not, you're held responsible. Or, exactly, if it's not what it is, that's where the big gap comes from. Because right now, technically, any lost medicines, any medicines without data, any, mm-hmm. it's a tax write-off.
What do you mean?
If it's a tax write-off. It's lost. It's not found. Hey, this is lost
goods.
From
the businesses or the consumer?
From the businesses. Hmm. The businesses. If you lose anything, it's a tax write-off. Hmm. So, I mean, I would lose a lot of stuff if I could save money.
On
right?
Purpose.
Like, I just in all realness.
Where did this bottle go? Where did it go?
Where did this bottle go? In all realness, but it is that there's benefits in other industries for other people. So if you could take it and say, there's companies who truly want to say, we are doing what we say we're doing.
Trying to be even, man. This is the last one, man. Look, yep, exactly. Right there. No, here.
Sir.
Okay, so for the people who need to find this information and
let me see this.
To find you and to be able to
this is this is the new stuff. This is good. This is really good.
Yeah, it is. So for people who want to find you and to learn more about Lumi.
Okay, Andre, on all socials.
It's right.
Okay, Andre, on all socials, and basically Lumi RX. That is the company. If you want to put your authentication, your stamp on your product and say, hey, I want to target my customer, or I just want to build a better product, or I want to track and trace, I can help you with that. Okay. That's the easiest way to put it.
Okay, Andre.
Okay, Andre. Right?
And y'all know where to find us at. openbarpodcast_. openbarpodcast.com. We got a website. Yes, we do. Check us out. Let's get a shot, man. It was a nice conversation talking to you, dude.
Yes, sir.
Smart.
Hey, I want to see this go a lot further, and it definitely will.
One day at a time.
Conversation never on the block. Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open. Bars, 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 bars.
Meet me.
Meet me.
Meet me by the bar.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.